Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
But before I get into the Christmas story, I just want to connect with you a little bit. I just want to address a problem I think that all of us have faced this year. 2020 has been a difficult year. 2020 has been a different year. Can I have an amen? I've never gone through a year like this before. And I think you'll relate with me. This has been the most difficult year of my life. I was watching last year's Christmas Eve service, and I had no idea. No one would have thunk. No one would have even thought of what was going to happen in just a few short months in March of 2020. And it's been a difficult year for all of us. It's been a different year. And this is really a different Christmas as well, because a lot of families can't get together because of COVID. A lot of things that we used to do, we had traditions that we would always do. We certain restaurants we'd go to in St. Louis and certain things we would do every Christmas for decades. We couldn't do them this year, just like you. It's a different Christmas. It's been a different year. It's been a difficult year. It's been a year full of, for many of us, dark days. Dark days. You see, Pastor, I haven't, you know, this year for me has been okay. You know, it's been all right. Well, maybe for you it hasn't. I thank God for that. But I know people who it hasn't been a great year, a good year. I know people that this for them has been the most difficult year that they've ever gone through, that they faced many dark days. Well, what do you mean by dark days, Pastor? Days of depression. Days of discouragement, days of despair, and just feeling like giving up and quitting. Just this week, I heard Pastor Kim told me today of a good friend, not a close friend, but a good friend, that way back, a minister, and a very successful minister, our age, he came to our church, him and his wife, way back in 1984. And they had a thriving ministry all these years and still in the ministry. And we just heard that this week that he died of COVID. My heart goes out. So a lot of us have had family or friends that have passed away this year through COVID. Many have lost their jobs, their retirement, their investments, relationships have been severed, disconnected. And so this has been a different year. And this is a different Christmas. This has been a year that's been difficult for a lot of us. A lot of us, again, have gone through dark days. And you know, the Bible talks about dark days. But I'm so glad that when the Bible addresses a problem, it has a promise to cover that problem. I'm so glad that when there's an enemy, a giant, a difficulty, an obstacle, when there's a villain, God always has the victory for us. So before we ever get into the Christmas story, I just want to address some of the dark days that maybe you've experienced. And I want you to see from the Word of God that God knows what we go through. God knows what you've gone through. God knows what I've gone through in 2020. And it's a different Christmas, but here's what I say. The big idea for tonight's service is let's then make this Christmas, let it make us different. It's been a different year, yeah. It's a different Christmas. It's not as it always used to be. Yeah. But let's just don't, passively exist through Christmas. Let's let Christmas make us different this year so that we go into 2021 and it'll be different for us next year, that you and I are going to go to a new level. We're going to be new people. Amen. That God has new things in store for you. So let's get right into the Word. Is that okay? If you're visiting, we're so glad you're with us. Feel right at home, okay? We're just folk like you that love God and love people. Amen? And we love the Word. So I think it's so important. I'm going to go to the board, and we're going to go to Ecclesiastes. I encourage you to get your Bible out and follow along with me. And those of you at home, don't let anything distract you for the next 27 minutes, okay? For some, it's a messy Christmas. A messy Christmas. For others, it's a merry Christmas. People have gone through a whole lot this year. And so let's start with the Word of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 8. Look on the screen. Even though people may live for many years, they should enjoy every one of them. But they should also remember there will be many what? Dark days. He said that we should live for many years and we should enjoy our life, but we shouldn't put our head in the sand and we shouldn't think that life is going to be tiptoe through the tulips, that it's going to be an easy road being a Christ follower, a believer, a born-again Christian. That there are going to be days that will be dark. Everything that is coming is pointless. Everyone say dark days. Okay, dark days. Isaiah 50 and verse 10. Follow along. Look on the overhead with me. Who out there fears God? Who out there fears God? Actually listens to the voice of his servant? For anyone out there who doesn't know where you're going in 2021, you don't know what lies ahead. I think there's uncertainty for all of us, and there will always be uncertainty. But, you know, in the uncertainty, what do? Trust God. Amen. So he said, when you don't know where you're going, and anyone who's groping in the what? Dark days. We've all had them. We've all experienced it one time or another this year during COVID. He said, Solomon said, you should enjoy life, but he said, you should also be, you know, realistic. There will come dark days. And here he says that who out there fears God, Isaiah, actually listens to the voice of his servant. For anyone out there who doesn't know where you're going, anyone that's groping in the dark, here's what you do. Here's the answer. Here's the vaccine. Here's the antidote. Trust in God. That's the answer, isn't it? On those dark days, on those days of discouragement and depression and despair, and you don't know where your life's going, you don't know what's ahead, so you're groping, you're searching, you're looking, you're confused, you're full of worry and anxiety and all those negative emotions, what should we do? Trust God. He's the God of hope, and he has hope for you and I. Really, Christmas is really the answer for hopelessness, isn't it? It really is. So here's what you do. Trust in God and lean on your God. Isaiah 42, verse 16. Let God talk to you tonight. Let God speak to you right now through his word. But I'll take the hand of those. Here's God talking. Now, I'll take the hand of those who don't know the way. People who don't know the way. God said, I'll take your hand. He said, those who don't know the way, who can't see where they're going. Wow, the Bible's so relevant, isn't it? You don't know what's ahead. You don't know which road to take. You can't see your future. You've lost sight of dreams and visions. And you don't know what to do. God says, I'll be a personal guide to them. Oh, my goodness. You talk about a personal trainer. You talk about a personal coach. You talk about a personal guide. God says for those who don't know what to do, they don't know the road to take, they're in indecision. It's a dark day of depression and discouragement and despair, of loss, calamity, chaos, and crisis. What do? We look to God. We lean on God. We trust in God. Amen, everybody? And what does he say? He said he'll be your personal guide. He will be directing them through the unknown 2021. He will be directing them through the unknown country. God said, I'll be right there to show them what roads to take. Don't you all love the word? I'll be right there to show them what road to take. I'll make sure that they don't fall into a ditch. These are the things I'll be doing for them. God is for you. I'll be sticking with them, not leaving them for 1 minute. I think we need to have a praise break on that promise right there. Come on, somebody here, somebody at home. And you know, if you need prayer here tonight on the campus, we're going to have a prayer team at the end, and they have on their mask and it's social distancing. We abide by every guideline of St. Charles County. Now, you do know that our county is different than St. Louis and the guidelines. They are. Those of you online that you're watching and you want prayer, we have hosts standing by. We have a prayer team standing by. We have a 24-hour prayer line open, real people. You need prayer tonight. If you're that person that you're facing the unknown and you don't know which road to take and you feel like it's a dark day and there's no light at the end of the tunnel, God said that he'd be your personal guide if you let him, that he'll lead you and he'll direct you and he'll guide you. And he then will crown your efforts with success. I think that's somewhere in the Bible. He'll order your ways. What a good God we have. And you know what? Maybe this year, again, it's been a different year, difficult year, full of dark days for many of us. The good news to know is that maybe someone's left you this year. Maybe someone has exited out of your life that you thought you could count on. When those people that were there, maybe they couldn't be there for you because of social distancing and quarantine. We get it. We understand. But I just want to encourage you, even when you feel alone, you're not alone. And even when you feel like there's nobody there to stick up for you, God says, I'll stick with you. I'll keep sticking with them, and I won't leave you. Oh, my goodness, I won't leave you for 1 minute. Oh, we may feel like he's not there, but we can't go by our feelings. We cannot go by our feelings. Come on, somebody. We cannot go by our feelings. Oh, in the darkest day of your life this year, he hasn't left you alone. And he hasn't given up on us. He said, I'll stick with you. Let this be a no condemnation Christmas. Come on, somebody. Don't let the devil condemn you. You say, Pastor, I've missed it this year. We've all missed it this year. Pastor, I've gained a few pounds. I've gained a few pounds this year. Pastor, I made some wrong decisions. I was moved by fear. I was moved by worry. I got into some wrong habits. I got addicted to some stuff. Listen, God's not condemning you over that. The whole theme tonight seems like, for God so loved. God loves you. God cares about you. Make this a no condemnation Christmas. Amen. Let's make this a no fear Christmas. A no worry Christmas. A no anxiety Christmas. The purpose of Christmas, Jesus came to set us free. And we have a ministry every Thursday night called Celebrate Recovery that we help people with addictions and habits. And it doesn't have to be like alcohol or drugs. We can be addicted to worry, fear, loneliness, you know, all kinds of things. And we have a ministry right here. We'll help you with that. And guess what? We want to be like God. We want to stick with you and let you know that whatever journey you're on and wherever you're at on that journey, you're not alone. God won't leave you for 1 minute. I am preaching myself happy. Is that all right? Didn't that give you peace tonight? Didn't that give you strength tonight? One more time, can we praise God? At home, here, home groups, small groups, amen. I just got to read it one more time, okay? We may not get to the Christmas story, but I got to read it one more time. He says, I'll take your hand, those who don't know the way, those who can't see where they're going in 2021. I'll be a personal guide to them. Personal guide to them. I'll direct them through unknown country, uncertainty. None of us know what's ahead. You know, only God knows what's ahead. And he said he would guide you personally into the unknown, into the uncertain, into the future. He said, I'll be right there to show you which road to take. I'll make sure that you don't fall into the ditch. These are the things I'll be doing. What's God doing right now? Right here. Is God working for me tonight, Pastor? We sang it, that God's working everything together for your good. Pastor, I'm at the end of my rope. I don't know what to do. Well, you know what? God knows what you should do. And according to this verse, God will show you, God will direct you if you'll turn it all over to Him. If you just turn it all over to Him. If you turn it over to Him, 2020. Turn over to Him, 2021. Turn over to Him the wrong decisions. We've all made them, the habits, the hurt, the hang-up. Those dark days. The dark of the dark days that were full of discouragement and despair and worry and fear. Even in all of that, He said, I won't leave you. I'll be with you. I'll be your personal guide. I'll stick with you for the very last moment. How great is that, Church on the Rock? I mean, what a good God. And God is for you tonight. Can you just turn to somebody and tell them that? God is for you. Turn to somebody else. They need to hear it. Tell them, God is for you. At home, a watch party, small groups, home groups, turn to somebody and tell them that, you know, because, why, Pastor? Because some people think God doesn't care. You know, the other day, in a staff meeting, Steve was sharing with us, and when he shared that, Steve said that a lot of people right now feel like God doesn't care. That just went off in my spirit. That really, all of us at one time or another, but there are a whole lot of people that have gone through a whole lot of dark days, and the enemy's coming to them and telling them, God doesn't really care. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, God does care. All these scriptures I'm sharing with you, that's a lie of the devil. God does care. God does care. And we sang it tonight, Emmanuel. God wants to be with you. God wants to lead and guide and direct you into 2021. It's been a different year. It's been the most difficult year of my life. There have been dark days for all of us. And this Christmas is totally, totally different than any other Christmases in my lifetime. But you know what? Let's allow this Christmas to make us different as we go into a brand new year. Is that all right with everybody? Okay, so we'll hustle here. These are the things I'm doing. I'm sticking with you. I'm not going to leave you for 1 minute. 1 John 2, verse 8. I like this. Here's the answer. Here's the antidote. Yet it is always new, and it works for you just as it did for Christ. And as we obey this commandment, what? To love one another. Oh, look what that scripture says. As we obey this commandment and the commandments, to love one another, what's going to happen? The darkness in our lives, those dark days, there'll be fewer. There'll be less of them. There'll be more time between a dark day, a difficult day, a day of discouragement, despair, and depression. The darkness in your life will disappear, and the new light of life in Christ will shine in. How do I get rid of the darkness? We sang it tonight, that Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. And you know, I think some people are going through life without any light. And they're in the darkness totally, and they're stumbling around all through life, making wrong decisions, going the wrong way. I remember a couple of years ago, our family, we were out west in California, and we were hiking in Mammoth, the park in Northern California. And we were hiking there, and we were hiking areas around Palm Springs. There was a mountain there that you took a lift up, and you got on the mountain, and the rest of the way you hiked up to the mountain. And I remember we didn't judge it quite right, and we went up to the top of the mountain, but trying to get back to where the ski lift was, or the lift was. It wasn't a ski lift, but the lift was to take you back down. It got dark. And here we are on trails in the mountain, there, and it's dark. And how many know, when you're in the dark, it's hard to stay on the trail, right? And so, you know, we take our phone out, you know, and you put that little light out. And what is that little light? What does it do? It just shows you a little of the way. And then Stephen, he was up further ahead of us, way ahead of us. And he came back and he had this big light, you know, and his big light, what did it do? More light shined, more light. So we had a greater perspective. We could see ahead. We could see where we were going. Come on, somebody. So many people in the world are trying to go through life without any light, without God, without Christ, without hope. And they're going through life, they're stumbling, and they're wondering what's going on and what's happening, and they're confused, and their life is dark and discouraged and despair, and it seems like, what's the use? And this year has been difficult. But then there are other people who got a little bit of light, a little bit of light, and they can see a little bit of their future. I say to you and me, I think we need to let all of the light of Christ shine in our life so we can see ahead, so he can show us 2021. What does he have for you? What does he have for me? What does he have for your family? What does he have for Church on the Rock? The purpose of Christmas is all about Jesus came to set us free, and he's the light of the world. He came to deliver us from that dark days. He came to bring joy and peace. Didn't the angels declare that? Peace on earth? Didn't they declare joy? They sure did. And notice the answer for darkness in our life is to let the light of Christ shine in our life.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.